Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of House Health and Social Services to order. It is Thursday, April 2nd at about 3:10 in the afternoon. President Representative Tarr, Representative Foster, Representative Wolf, myself, Chair Seaton. And at this time, I want to remind everybody about their cell phones. I want to recognize that we have Representatives Guerra and Heron in the audience. And today we will be hearing HB 27, and we have four members in committee. The other three members are excused. That's Representative Vasquez, Talrico, and Stutz. So we are going to take up HB 27, Foster Care and Children in Need of Aid. And Representative Guerra, would you come forward? We have previously considered this bill, and we have had public testimony. We'll open again for public testimony, and then our plan is to see what action the committee wants to take. So, Representative Gora, would you introduce yourself for the record?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Les Guerra, District 20, with my aide, Molly Carver. I certainly don't want to make you listen to the bill all over again. I think the committee probably knows it, but I'm happy to answer questions or provide any information folks need.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions for Representative Guerra on the bill? I missed part of the public testimony due to another meeting in the past. I did want to say that we had a number of foster or ex-foster kids come and present. They weren't even all kids at this point in time, come to talk to us about the situation. I did want to say that the it has a zero fiscal note, and the department said they attempt to do these things, and the purpose of this bill is to make sure that having it in statute would just give a little more impetus to make sure that none of those things fall off the table and that there is confidence that all those will be addressed. So I hope that if there's anything that needs to be corrected in that statement, okay, seeing none, then that's basically where we are in the bill. Let me take just a moment and see if there's anyone in the audience to testify on House Bill 27. Is there anyone online for House Bill 27? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony again. And what is the wishes of the committee? Representative Foster.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If appropriate, I'd like to move the bill.
That would be fine.
Okay. I move sponsor substitute for HB 27, version 29-LS0176-P from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Okay, thank you. And did we have more than one or just a single fiscal note? I think we had a single fiscal note. Yeah, single zero fiscal note. Right.
Correct.
Is there any objection to moving House Bill 27? Seeing none, House Bill 27, version P, will pass from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. And thank you, Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
And now we have House Bill 40 up, which is electronic cigarettes. Would the sponsor please come forward? And our plan is to take public testimony, but we wanted to give the sponsor, it's been a while, to reintroduce the bill to us and make any statements you'd care to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob Heron, House District 38 in the YK Delta. Mr. Chairman, House Bill 40 is a piece of legislation that will classify e-cigarettes like you would a cigarette or cigar when it comes to using them in enclosed environments. And I personally don't have anything against people that use these products, both the product and the device, and but the issue is, of course, is the secondhand aerosol. And Mr. Speaker, I use this advertisement, which is fine with me. And in that advertisement, it says for this certain brand of device is no smoke, no ash, no smell. That's great, but until technology allows the secondhand aerosol to be captured so it doesn't affect others in enclosed environments, I would ask that the committee, respectfully, I would ask that they pass this legislation so that e-cigarettes are classified like other smoking products. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And just I want to keep noting for the record so that people watching across Alaska understand that nicotine delivery devices for minors are illegal in our state to sell or to give nicotine delivery devices, whether it's in a smoking form or a non-smoking form without a doctor's prescription or directly by the parent. So that's something that has been missed a lot of times. And so I just want to make sure that people don't think that e-cigarettes are going to be allowed for minors. So we passed that bill about 5 years ago, I think, three or four, maybe. Is there any questions from the committee on the bill or for the sponsor? Seeing none, we'll open public testimony. And my little electric device here isn't. Oh, there we go. let's go to the Anchorage LIO first. Sheb Garfield. At the Anchorage LIO, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Would you identify yourself and who you represent for the record? And go ahead.
Sheb Garfield. I'm representing myself, although I do work at a vape shop. Thank you for hearing what I have to say today. My name is Sheb Garfield. I'm a vapor. I manage a vape shop in Anchorage, Alaska. This bill is being backed by the Alaska Tobacco Control Alliance, Alaska Tobacco Quitline, Department of Health and Human Services, among other groups. This isn't the first time I've been on opposite sides of them. Until just over a year ago, I was a smoker. As of February 21st, I've been smoke-free for a year and 2 months. Previous attempts to quit using Shantex, gum, cold turkey, I've never been able to make it past the 6 month mark. Always wanted to have a cigarette and was always fidgeting with my hands. Vaping has allowed me to cut my nicotine intake by a quarter and satiate the hand to mouth routine that was habit for me for the previous 19 years. In reading the supporting documents for HB 40, SB 1, and the bills we fought last year, along with the 20 years dealing with the general public, I've noticed the telltale signs that someone is spewing BS. Instead of citing a peer-reviewed study or giving you a copy of that study, they decide to pick and choose the results that benefit them. Like the recent media hype about the formaldehyde study, what they didn't say is research concluded that the normal use of the product, there was no formaldehyde present. Only when they applied double the wattage to the coil did they get negative results. They will use descriptive words like ultrafine particles without telling you what the specific particles or density is. There's a huge difference between 1 parts per millionth and 100 parts per millionth. Ultrafine particles are something deemed generally regarded as safe, like VG and PG aerosols, are no more harmful than normal-sized particles of the same substance. Other words to watch out for are may, can, possibly, all of which show they don't have any evidence to back up the statements. It's basically a theory or a hypothesis. If they cite sources, any of these, it's the first sign of junk science or an opinion piece that's made to look like science. Their next favorite tactic is think of the children, just like the Starving Children in Africa commercials, the anti-gun lobbyists. They all want to scare people with the fact that a child can try an electronic cigarette because they are made from shiny material and have flavors like Skittles, cotton candy, and Fruit Loops. It must be a marketing ploy to attract children because adults never eat Skittles, cotton candy, or Fruit Loops. They only want boring flavors. The fact is, as the usage of any product grows, so does the amount of exposure to teens and children, and they will try to use those products. It's a numbers game. If 1 in 5,000 people vape, most children and teens won't know what a personal vaporizer is. As that number moves to 1 to 500 or 1 in 50, the number of children and teens exposed will increase. And a few are going to try it. It's what kids do. They try to get things they're not supposed to have. has nothing to do with, with us marketing it towards children or teens. Next, they'll tell you it's a gateway to smoking. Yeah, sure it is, and they probably think marijuana is a gateway drug too. Why would someone using a personal vaporizer to wean themselves off of nicotine, all while tasting good and being an enjoyable hobby, switch to cigarettes that taste horrible, smell horrible, or more expensive and a lot more unhealthy? It's the same rhetoric being spewed over and over again. Another argument I see is nicotine is deadly, carcinogenic, and addictive. Yes, nicotine can be deadly in large doses. The LD50 of nicotine is a 40 to 50 milligram dose of pure nicotine for the average adult. High nicotine e-juice contains 18 milligrams per milliliter, which is substantially less of a threat than the supporters of HB40 would have you believe. Nicotine has never been classified as a carcinogen. Nicotine is also addictive, but no more than caffeine, chocolate, or sex. But no one wants to ban them anytime soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there any questions for Mr. Baker? Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. It sounded like you were referring to a ban, but what we're talking about is just the locations of where these products can be used. Does that change your opinion?
It does not. If you can't vape, try the flavors and try the equipment in a vape shop, you're probably not going to buy it, and you're going to continue smoking. People want an easy way to quit smoking, not something they have to fiddle with over and over again.
Thank you. Seeing no further, we do have a question from Representative Wohl. And just for all testifiers, we may have some questions that we're asking. You know, you as a testifier are under no obligation to feel that you need to answer the question or that you may not be qualified to answer a particular question. So we're wanting your testimony. We may ask questions based on our desire to understand your testimony a little better, but just make sure that you're under no requirement to answer questions. You're not on the stand here or anything. So anyway, Representative Wohl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are there people that come into your shop that enjoy vaping, but also smoke cigarettes?
I have a few. I have some personal friends that do, but their cigarette consumption is from a pack a day down to one every other day. They're slowly weaning themselves off.
But they don't smoke in the store.
Yeah, but there's no smoking in the store.
Representative Wohl.
Thank you. So we have a lot of letters from people that are opposed to this bill, but as Representative Tarr pointed out, it's not a ban. It's just to enforce it like they do cigarette laws, i.e., you can't sit on an airplane and vape and. Would it be okay for you if out of 200 people on an airplane, 180 of them were vaping? Do you think that would be okay to the 20 people that weren't?
I'm not sure where the airplane reference is coming from. The FAA has already put a strict ban on that. And that's a closed environment where you're recycling the same air. It's not, you know, a bar, a public park, a concert venue, or a vape shop.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to Claudia Evans, or Even? I'm sorry.
Claudia Eves.
Sorry for the mispronunciation.
That's okay.
Go ahead and identify yourself and who you represent for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Okay. My name is Claudia Eves. I'm part owner of several vapor stores, one in Washington, one in Idaho, and one in Alaska. I invested in this business because of my son. My son smoked a pack of cigarettes a day, plus using chewing tobacco for over 20 years. He tried every pharmaceutical product available, but nothing worked. He knew he had to quit because he wants to be around to raise his four children. He tried vaping and was able to quit smoking and using chewing tobacco, and he has not had a cigarette since. He was so impressed with how easy it was to quit that he, along with two friends, opened a vapor store in Boise. He suggested I open a vape store in Anchorage. I wanted to because I was impressed with how my son was able to quit tobacco products, and I wanted to help people quit smoking. Vaping works. I have had so many customers tell me how grateful they are because they vape and no longer smoke. They feel great. They have more energy. Vaping will save countless lives. Cigarettes will continue to kill. Please don't take this option away or make it difficult to vape for people who really want to quit tobacco. I know you're not trying to shut the vapor source down, but if you make it difficult for people to even sample the products, most likely they're going to return to cigarettes. And if you have to choose between a cigarette and a vapor source, we know cigarettes kill, and we know vaping helps customers quit tobacco products. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Tarr had a question.
Thank you. And just as an owner of one of these shops here locally, are you suggesting that you would be comfortable with no indoor use, with there was an exception for the vape stores that the products are sold in, so that that customer would have the opportunity to try their product they're purchasing? Or were you saying, just you don't support a prohibition on indoor use in any location?
I understand a concern with a restaurant and places like that. My concern is not to allow a customer to come in and sample the different juices, because if they're not able to vape in a vapor store and can't sample the juices, then it's going to be, they may just say, well, it's just too much trouble, and go back to cigarettes. So that's my main concern, is that they are, that people are allowed to continue to sample the flavors in a vapor store.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, let's go to Ben Nugent. Sorry, I'm messing up.
Hello. It's okay. It's Benjamin Nguyen.
Great. And if you represent yourself or a company, would you identify that and then go ahead with your testimony?
Okay. My name is Benjamin Nguyen. I am the co-owner of Cloud 49, located in Eagle River, Alaska. I'm here today to oppose the House Bill 40. I believe that adding electronic cigarettes and its definition to smoking and categorizing it together like that would demean our hard work that we're doing to fight against the Senate Bill 1 and this definition. Basically, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there.
Okay.
I believe that this bill is premature, especially while the SB 1 is still in progress. If this bill were to pass, it would literally diminish all the hard work and effort, time, and energy that has gone into opposing the Senate Bill 1. In my belief, the House Bill 40 is a kind of a sneaky approach that lurks in the shadow of the Senate Bill 1, kind of like a guerrilla warfare tactic. So kind of distracting the other one while the other one passed through. Having an electronic cigarette and its definition included into smoking will kind of add like a stepping stool to kind of undermine our effort to, help people quit smoking, basically. Thank you.
And thank you for your testimony. And does anyone have a question? I'm not seeing any questions, and we've got a little problem here with our, everything went blank on my iPad screen here. So, lost our here's a testifier list here. So thank you, and let's go now to Amanda Lenhard.
Hi, this is Amanda Lenhard.
Would you identify... Are you testifying for yourself or for a business?
For myself.
Okay.
Okay. I'm here to testify to support House Bill 40. Being a resident of Anchorage and in the midst of starting a family, I'm aware of the toxins that are in secondhand smoke from e-cigarettes and conventional cigarettes. We are lucky enough to live in Anchorage and not be exposed to secondhand smoke from conventional cigarettes, but not e-cigarettes yet. It is important to protect the vulnerable populations, such as pregnant women, children, elders, and those who suffer from asthma, from the aerosol, ultrafine particles, volatile organic compounds, and other toxins present in the secondhand smoke from e-cigarettes. These chemicals are just as dangerous as chemicals from conventional cigarettes and should be included. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Does anybody have any questions for Amanda? Seeing none, thank you again for testifying. And Luann Jensen.
Hi, this is Luann Jensen, and I am testifying today on behalf of myself and my children.
Go ahead and proceed with your testimony.
Okay. As a mom of two young children, part of my responsibility is to protect my children and limit their exposure to harmful environments. I strongly feel that e-cigarettes need to be prohibited in indoor workplaces statewide. Johns Hopkins, which is a very respected institution in this country, recently reported that exposure to e-cigarette vapor resulted in decreased ability to withstand bacterial and viral infections in mice. Yes, it's mice, but that's how all laboratory studies begin when it transfers to humans. I have given a copy of that study to the Senate, and I will definitely be forwarding a copy of that to you guys for you to be able to see.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any questions?
We have a number of people. So hopefully people can keep their testimony short, and I appreciated that. We have some people that have to leave, and we really need four people to consider this. So Beverly Larson.
Hello, this is Beverly.
Hello. Would you tell us who you're representing and go ahead with your testimony?
I'm representing myself. I'm 14 years old. I'm a freshman at West High School, and I have asthma. As an asthmatic, I feel it's unfair for me to have to breathe in chemicals that can trigger an asthma attack. I already have a harder time than other kids at my age being a successful athlete because I have more trouble breathing. I don't need yet another thing setting me back in my athletic abilities. I don't want to breathe in benzene, formaldehyde, isoprene, and nicotine and other harmful chemicals that I am at risk of breathing through secondhand smoke. If others want to breathe in or use e-cigarettes, I would like them to do it at their own risk and when they're making their own decisions for themselves and not me and my peers. And that's why I support HB 40.
Thank you. And staying in Anchorage, is there questions? Seeing none, thank you very much for coming in and giving your testimony, Beverly. Marge Stone King.
Hi, this is Marge Stone King. I'm the Executive Director of the American Lung Association in Alaska. And I'm here in support of House Bill 40. While it is not the ultimate protection, just adding e-cigarettes into the existing state smoking bill, it is an important opportunity to have a public discourse about e-cigarettes and the contents and health harms therein. There is no evidence that shows that the aerosol emitted by e-cigarettes is safe for non-users to inhale. In fact, initial studies have found formaldehyde, benzene, and tobacco-specific nitrosamines, a carcinogen, coming from the secondhand emissions from e-cigarettes. The use of e-cigarettes in public places and workplaces may also complicate efforts to enforce and comply with smoke-free laws, which we hope to have a statewide law here in Alaska soon with SB1. The American Lung Association supports including the use of e-cigarettes in work sites and public places under smoke-free laws for the protection of non-users. Simply, the content of nicotine is potentially harmful for particularly pregnant women, children, elderly, and people with heart disease or lung disease that has nothing to do with any additional contents within e-cigarettes. So the nicotine itself poses a danger, and there have been studies that bystanders inhaling secondhand aerosol have the same amount of nicotine in their systems as bystanders of secondhand smoke. So there's no difference with regard to nicotine just because the cloud looks different than the smoke or some claim that it's healthier or less harmful for the user, the nicotine itself poses harm to bystanders. So please do continue with this HB 40 and protect all Alaskans from secondhand aerosol of e-cigarettes. Thank you.
And thank you, Marge. And see no questions. Let's go to Marge. I think it's Marge Bailey there in Anchorage.
Hi. My name is Margot Bailey, and I'm here representing myself.
Go ahead with your testimony.
Okay. I am 15 years old, and I go to Anchorage, or East Anchorage High School, and I'm just here to address, like, the concerns over youth using e-cigarettes and vapors. Nowadays, in high school, it's hard to find anyone or just, like, a student that hasn't tried a vapor or an e-cigarette or doesn't currently use them. Most people are under the assumptions that they're completely safe to use, and kids aren't necessarily using tobacco in or nicotine in their e-cigarettes because you can buy nicotine-free vape juice. But there's a lot of studies that have come out that show that even cartridges that have been labeled as nicotine-free have trace levels of nicotine in them. My main concern is that as more and more youth are seeing people using them on the streets, they're thinking that it's okay and they're safe to use, and they'll start using them more, and I'm just afraid that it'll lead into nicotine addiction, and it'll just be a segue to tobacco addiction and an increase in cigarette use.
Thank you very much, Margo, for your testimony. And
thank you.
We'll take Grace Goodyear, the last person in Anchorage, and then we will go to Fairbanks.
Hello, I'm Grace Goodyear, representing myself.
Go ahead.
I am 15, and I'm a freshman at East High School, and I'm concerned about not just the people smoking the e-cigarettes or the youth smoking the e-cigarettes, but also everyone around them. As a person who has been around people smoking e-cigarettes, I can assure you that it's not the greatest feeling in the world. Yes, there are small traces of, like, nicotine in the e-cigarettes, not as much as in regular cigarettes, but it's still terrible that people are using these, especially youth, and it could lead to it could be a segue to nicotine addiction and just the use of tobacco or anything like that.
Well, thank you very much, Grace, for your testimony. Are there questions? Not seeing any. We'll go to Fairbanks. And by the way, since testifiers, it was said about vape shops, I just want to let everybody know that SB1, I guess vape shops are exempt in SB1. So just so the public is aware of that. Is Octavia Harris there in Fairbanks? And could you give us a two-minute testimony, please?
Yes. Hi, this is Octavia Harris, and I'm in Fairbanks. I'm representing myself today. I support HB 40 because e-cigarettes are dangerous due to secondhand aerosol exposure. E-cigarettes should be treated the same as traditional cigarettes under state law. So I'm asking this committee to please pass HB 40 out of committee. Thank you.
And thank you very much, and thank you for the speed of your testimony so that we may be able to get through while we have a quorum. Ashley Fitch, are you there as well?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Could you go ahead and identify who you're representing and proceed with your testimony?
I'm representing myself. My name is Ashley Fitch, and I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska, and I support HB 40 because of the dangers that e-cigarettes do pose, and I'm newly married, and hopefully I would like to have a family and they be able to grow up with none of these concerns with the e-cigarettes or the leftover residue that they leave. I ask that you pass this out of your committee, and thank you for your time.
And thank you very much, Ashley. And let's go to Matt Sue, and we'll go to Melissa Mudd. Are you there, Melissa?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and I am representing myself, and I live in Palmer. And in the interest of brevity, I have sent my testimony to you in written form. But I do support HB 40, and I hope that you do too. Thank you.
And thank you very much, and thanks for your brevity. And we have received copies of on our desk here. Becky Stopa, are you there as well?
Yes, thank you. My name is Becky Stopa, and I live in Wasilla, and I'm representing myself. I am in support of HB 40, and I urge you to support it as well. To say that electronic cigarettes should be exempt would place an undue burden on businesses to have to distinguish between whether smoke and vapor. Businesses shouldn't have to worry about whether somebody is smoking a traditional cigarette or an electronic cigarette. It creates a level playing field. And also with the recent recent legalization of marijuana, a lot of the cartridges are refillable, and they can be refilled with anything, including hash oil, or THC. And again, that's something that business owners shouldn't have to be burdened by distinguishing between the substances that are coming from, whether it's an electronic cigarette or a traditional cigarette. So I encourage you to support HB 40. Thank you.
And thank you very much for your testimony as well. And so now we'll go to Kodiak. Betty McTavish, are you there? Betty?
Yes. My name is Betty McTavish. I'm representing myself. Thank you, Representative Seaton, and members of the committee for allowing me to speak on HB 40. I am in favor of HB 40 to add e-cigarettes to the definition of smoking. We do not know currently all of the health dangers of inhaling this aerosol. Many years back, we did not know what was in tobacco smoke either. Now we do. I do not want later generations to ask why we did not take a stand to eliminate the use of electronic cigarettes in public places when we have the chance. My main concern is the public use of electronic cigarettes normalizing once again the ingestion of an unknown product into the lungs of its users and those around them. In our community here in Kodiak, we have had complaints of individuals utilizing e-cigarettes on airplanes and in our airport. Youth have watched and have tried to use e-cigarettes at an alarming rate here in our community. The fascination of the candy flavors and being able to blow big, giant smoke rings has proved to be enough incentive for our youth to try them. Please include electronic cigarettes everywhere regular smoking is currently prohibited, HB 40. Hopefully, with the passage of SB 1, the Act to Prohibit Smoking in Public Places, more individuals will be protected from e-cigarette aerosol and from secondhand smoke across the state of Alaska. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much. And is there anyone in the room to testify? Seeing none, do we have anyone else online? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. What are the desires of the committee? Is there a committee discussion? I did read the note that SB 1 does exempt vape shops, which was a question one of the testifiers was very concerned about that, and I'm glad that concern is taken care of. And there, Representative Foster?
If appropriate, I'd like to move the bill.
That would be fine.
Okay. I move committee substitute for HB 40 version 29-LS0232/W from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, HB 40 will move from committee with attached fiscal note. And was that a zero fiscal
note? Zero fiscal
note. Attach zero fiscal note and individual recommendations. And committee members will sign the packet, and we will be adjourned at 3:43.